Around 300 people rallied outside Barrie's Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, Wednesday afternoon in what organisers say was a protest against newly announced mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers. However, Barrie today spoke to 47 random people at the rally. Of those, 44 said they were not healthcare workers. The other three said they were, but were unable, or unwilling, to show they worked in the healthcare sector or at the Barrie Hospital. Two of the three said they were RVH employees, but were unable to show hospital identification, even when guaranteed anonymity. One person said they were reluctant because they feared losing their job. The event was mainly organized by the People's Party of Canada and included some of its local candidates in the upcoming federal election, including Chris Webb, Barrie Springwater Oro Medant, Corrado Brancato, Barrie Innisfil, and Adam Minitel, Simcoe Gray. Jamie Way, who is the PPC's event coordinator for Barrie Innisfil, issued a media advisory about the protest on Tuesday. On Wednesday afternoon, Way told Barrie Today the event was in solidarity with the healthcare workers who are being mandated to take the vaccine. On Tuesday, RVH announced it was implementing mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for all employees and anyone who does business at the Barrie Hospital. RVH officials have also said around 80% of staff and physicians who have declared their vaccination status say they have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Brancato and Webb both spoke at the rally and asked for healthcare workers to come up and say a few words, but no one accepted the invitation. Barrie Today also reached out to Webb and Brancato for comment after the rally about why little to no local healthcare workers seem to be present at the event. Neither candidate responded. In an email to Barrie Today, RVH President and Chief Executive Officer Janice Scott said people are allowed to voice their concerns, but she said the hospital's new vaccination policy is in the best interest of staff and patients. People are always free to express their opinions, but as a healthcare center, RVH must do everything possible to protect our patients and the people who care for them, she said. Those precautions include strict adherence to safety protocols, universal mask wearing, and our mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policy for healthcare workers. Since the pandemic began, RVH has cared for more than 500 COVID patients. Many of them have been critically ill and, sadly, 84 have died due to COVID-related complications, Scott added. Our employees and physicians, who are exhausted, have seen firsthand the tragic, heartbreaking impacts of this virus, and RVH supports any effort to keep our patients, our team, and our community safe. RVH says it hopes to achieve 100% vaccination through its new policy. The hospital has 3,342 employees, 471 physicians, dentists and midwives, and 614 volunteers.